HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. I hope you all have been taking good care of your health and prioritizing it too. As promised, we are back with another champion story of Pooja Bhushan. 48-year-old Pooja is the head of the design department at Petals Children's Wear and lives and works in Delhi. She was diagnosed with an ovarian cyst on her left ovary and deep pelvic endometriosis, along with fatty liver, high blood pressure, multiple allergies and acute anxiety. In a bid to avoid the complexities of a surgery, Pooja tried homeopathy and Ayurveda for over a year, but only to see no progress. And now the fear of the cyst turning malignant was also becoming prominent. It was only after 18 months of suffering, when her ovarian cancer marker count began to increase, that Pooja turned towards naturopathy. This science of healing taught her to independently work to improve her health by changing her lifestyle, diet, and by exercising. She opted to skip dairy altogether and dedicated herself to yoga and natural cures. So come, tune in to listen to her story of championing over her health concerns.
My name is Pooja Bhushan. I'm 48 years old and I live in Delhi. I design children's garments and I really enjoy creative work. I'm an introvert, but the only problem I have is that I worry a lot. And I think that causes a lot of undue stress, which I feel is the basic underlying cause for a lot of diseases. And the main reason I wanted to do this podcast was to share my beautiful journey of healing myself with innumerable women who suffer in silence and cannot really understand what is happening to them, because many a times doctors don't really diagnose all these problems correctly, and even if they do, endometriosis has no solution except surgery or hormonal pills. I was diagnosed with multiple issues. I had high blood pressure since about 10 to 12 years. I was on medication. I had multiple food allergies. I was lactose intolerant. I had a fatty liver. I was diagnosed with an ovarian cyst and ultimately with stage 4 endometriosis, which is a very difficult condition where you get scar tissue. Basically, the tissue that is supposed to grow inside your uterus grows outside your uterus, and it sort of forms these adhesions which fuse your ovaries and your uterus together, or your colon and your uterus together, and in stage 4 everything is fused together basically. Now this also leads to a lot of bleeding, excessive bleeding, and loss of iron, which causes a lot of fatigue, due to which I was also diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and I had to go in for IV injections for iron. So it was a painful journey, though endometriosis also causes a lot of pain, but I didn't feel much pain as such, but the discomfort was always there. There was pain in the ovary, and ultimately my CA125, which is a marker for ovarian cancer, started rising, due to which my doctor suggested surgery. She also told me that it was going to be a difficult surgery, as everything was fused together, so you know, they could puncture my bladder, anything could happen. So it was a bit scary, I must say. And after trying homeopathy, Ayurveda, allopathy, I was very disappointed, as none of them showed any good results. So I, with divine grace, found Salila Aunty, who is a naturopath and has been practicing for the last 50 years. She was the only doctor who gave me some kind of positive feedback and said that we will cure all your diseases. Even if it is a starting stage of cancer, we will cure it. So I started with detoxifying my body. It was a 15-day plan which extended to 25 days, where I had to go to a naturopathy center. I learned how to do yoga, pranayama, and all the kriyas that they do in naturopathy, mud baths, everything to detoxify my body. My diet was changed. I became totally vegan, And at that time, of course, I was on a juice diet, mostly liquid. After 25 days of doing this, my body felt so much lighter. I had lost nearly 8 kgs of weight. I was feeling so much better. After I finished my detoxification of 25 days, I changed my lifestyle completely. I incorporated yoga and pranayama. I became vegan. I ate gluten-free. I tried to make healthier choices, eating more natural foods like nuts, seeds, raw vegetables, salads, sprouts. And I realized that my body was slowly healing. After 4 months of following this diet and incorporating yoga and pranayama in my daily fitness routine and making healthier choices while eating food, I went for my ultrasound. The volume of my cyst to start with had been about 80 ml. It had come down to 17 ml, which is nearly one-fourth of the size. And my CA125 had come down to 20 from 70, the normal being 35. This journey is not an easy one when you go to a naturopath and you try and do things differently, because in today's world, everybody believes that, you know, allopathy is the only answer. We don't realize that we weren't born with allopathy. Our body is conditioned in such a way that it can heal itself. We just have to listen to it. And this is what naturopathy taught me. Give your body time to heal itself. Don't overeat. Don't eat the wrong kind of food. Try and eat more natural foods. And your body will get time to heal. Do intermittent fasting. Sleep well at night. All these things are very important. With our lifestyles today, we have so much stress that we cannot really focus on what we are eating. We're just in this big hurry to just finish the day, finish our work, finish everything. But it doesn't work that way. The path of naturopathy is very difficult to follow, as we are very used to just popping pills and getting rid of our symptoms without actually realizing the root cause of our disease. There are a lot of resources which helped me through this journey, and I'd like to mention some of them. First being a book by Louis Hay called You Can Heal Your Life. The second is a blog by Teresa called teresashealthblog.com. The third being a TED talk by Dr. Terry Wall, who's a physician in the USA, and she cured herself of MS by just changing her diet. The fourth being Luke Coutinho. His videos are very helpful on YouTube. And Dr. Piyush Saxena, who is a naturopath and advises a lot of liver cleanses and kidney cleanses, etc. The most important thing that got me through this very difficult time was a lot of prayer and the belief that I could heal myself. A lot of gratitude towards the universe for letting me do so.
So this was Pooja Bhushan's story. Somebody who went through a plethora of health problems but gradually, one by one, tackled them all. She now also teaches her fellow women about how to take better care of their health. Well, we do hope you liked her story and it inspired you to take care of your own health, actively and regularly. This is Chai Dabas, your host, signing off. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe to healthshots.com. And of course, if you too have a story to tell us, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. And we would love to tell your story to the world. Till then, take care of yourself and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.